What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Beat it to Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Coming to you live from our Navy Yard studios. It's going to be some snow coming this afternoon. Make sure you be careful when it starts. And you know what? You may be in your house for the rest of the rest of the week, probably. Most people will be off tomorrow. But there's a quote that JP wants. Well, a little clip JP wants to be played. Troy Aikman talking about Jaden Daniels. Let's take a listen.
The guy who stands out was the most impressive that I spoke with this year was Jaden Daniels. I was blown away. As soon as we started talking to him, there was this energy that he exuded, and you just said, this guy's got it. You know, he has it. And I just remember when we got done, I said to Joe, I said, this guy's amazing. I mean, this guy's the real deal. Now, he'd only played two games, and it was kind of up and down. And he had done some good things, did some things that weren't so great, but I didn't have him in week 17 where you've got this whole portfolio of a season, and you say, yeah, of course he's. I'd be shocked if Jaden Daniels is, if we're not talking about him like we did this year, every year of his career. I think he's phenomenal.
So that just stood out to me, and credit to Landini for tracking it down. I heard this morning on Van Pelt's podcast, like the secondhand version of that, with Stanford Steve talking about Troy saying that. But I think that goes hand in hand with what we heard Mahomes, when I asked him at the Super Bowl what he thought of Jaden, and the biggest difference, you get to the NFL, and by and large, especially if you're a drafted quarterback in the NFL, especially if you're a first rounder or even a Friday night pick, like probably anybody that's drafted, but definitely the first couple rounds, you have every physical tool, dude. You're big, you're strong, throw. A lot of it is like a mental processing speed, but what speeds that up is the work you put in.
Yeah.
I mean, did you notice that throughout your career?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is, you don't have to be drafted very high. If you're in the NFL and they gave you a chance, you have the skills. Now, if you stay where you were when they draft you, you go get caught up and be passed by. But if you put in the work, and I was listening to a thing, and I was trying to find it with Ryan Clark, talking with Jason Kelce on his show, and they had also, what's my man, Jameis Winston on there. And he was basically telling him, he said, man, listen, I watched this dude go through pure hell because Ryan Clark's son and Jaden, they both went to ASU together. And he said, listen, man, you see this guy go through stuff, but he comes back the next time better. And Jason Kelce was basically telling the Eagle fan, y'all better get used to this because this dude is good. I have watched all types of people that normally don't give rookies any praise, praising this guy from the NFL. And you have to understand what you have, and I think now it's time for the rest of the crew to understand, if you're not up to par, you won't be around, because they're going to get people that's up to par with him to get the best out of him.
You got to put the work in.
Yes.
I think he's clearly doing it, and I think it makes just a massive, massive impact. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's no way to know what will come. But at the same time, dude, the best guys have, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes don't play the game in a similar fashion.
Nope.
Montana was probably closer to Mahomes than Tom, but he wasn't as statuesque as Brady, but he didn't run like Pat can.
Mm-hmm.
Elway was a better runner than all of them. I mean, Elway was more... not to compare anybody to like a Lamar or something, but like Elway's game, Josh Allen's best game is probably trying to be like Elway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like all of these guys are different.
Totally.
Jim Kelly was a pocket passer. Just
straight
Dan,
pocket.
Dan Marino had the quickest release. Kurt Warner had an innate ability to go downfield. Like the great quarterbacks all play the game wildly different ways.
Totally.
But if they had one thing in common, it's they work their ass off.
It's a work ethic and an understanding of what's going on. And I think I've mentioned this a lot of times. Like, we always talking about watching film, and I think that is understood as watching film of the other team. How many people watch film themselves to see what they're giving off and what people are trying to stop? That make you have a better understanding of the whole game then at that point. And I guarantee if you go talk, I have never had a conversation with Jaden about it, Tom about it, Pat about it, Marino, but if you ask every one of them, did they ever watch themselves, I promise you 100% they'll say yes.
Totally, dude.
You know, but so many people, like I hear a lot of media people say, I watch film. They can't be watching film like the other people watching it. And yeah, you watch film, but as a natural human being, we get caught up into highlights. These guys have to dissect every damn position on the field and then flip it over and dissect every position on their side. So film watching is a tedious process. So when I hear people saying something, I want to really go watch film with some people just to see how long it takes them.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them aren't really doing it correctly. But whatever, I don't even care about that. It's more about – and, dude, I think when you have a guy like Kingsbury that apparently nobody can outwork, Kingsbury's getting to work.
But his quarterback.
But, I mean, as far as getting there early, he's not, you know?
He said sometimes he get there and he's like, dog, this dude was already here.
I thought it was nobody beats Clifton.
Nah, he said himself that he's gotten there and Jaden was there.
It's a wild world, man. I don't know. That, to me, the last, be honest, right? The last two first-round quarterbacks Washington drafted did not have the same reputation for work.
Nope.
And that, at this point, is pretty damn irrelevant. You know?
Yeah.
Like, who cares? It's windshield, not rear view anymore. Nobody go anywhere. Barstool Nate joins us next.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.